Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Greg Deering. Today I'm joined by Joseph Neville, a YF&R committee member from Sedgwick County. He joins me to highlight the upcoming Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference in Manhattan on January 30th to February 1st. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's start with you. You're in Sedgwick County. How long have you been there, and what does your farming operation look like there?
I'm 31 now. I've lived and farmed here in Sedgwick County my whole life. My wife, Teresa, and I have two boys, Nathaniel and Simon. I'm a fifth generation on my family's farm. I farm with my mother, Jane, and my older sister, Jackie. I guess I'm kind of the farm manager, but both mother and Jackie will outwork me any day of the week. Jackie's in charge of the cattle and mother with the bookwork. And I guess our kind of thought is the more minds we have on things, the better end product we get. So we do no-till, farm corn and soybeans, milo, wheat, cotton, sunflowers, and cover crops. We also grow hay and run some feeder cattle along with our cow-calf herd. So.
And in the middle of all of this, somehow you have made time to be on the Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee for Kansas Farm Bureau. Obviously, you're invested in this upcoming conference. When did you first attend the YF&R conference, and what's it been like being involved with planning this event this year?
The first time I attended was in college back in 2014, 2015, and I've come ever since. So I've had friends serve on the committee in the past, and they really enjoyed the process of planning the event and getting to know the other committee members. I believe it's a good thing to volunteer and give back to the things that are important to you and give back to your community. And for me, it's my faith and my farming. I try to find opportunities to volunteer. But I got on my county board about a year out of college, and when I turned out of that after 6 years, I moved on to other opportunities, and this one arose. So I've attended the conference for over 10 years now, and so many others have before me have helped put it on, so I guess it's my turn. So.
Absolutely. And again, the YF&R conference is coming up January 30th to February 1st. You can still register for that conference. The registration deadline is January 17th, so we will still take you if you want to sign up.
Just visit kfb.org/YFR for more information or to register.
Joseph, can you walk us through just what that weekend looks like and tell us what happens and when?
So Friday we'll start with the collegiate kids coming into town, and they'll participate in the discussion meet and quiz bowl and do a lot of that stuff. And we'll have some breakout sessions and stuff for them. Friday night we'll have our event kickoff. This year's theme is Margaritaville. So the best dress wins a margarita machine. So it's a great opportunity to catch up with old friends and make some new connections as well. There's always a lot of KFB staff there and present, and board members and your district committee members, and lots of good Farm Bureau folks to meet and to get to know. Saturday we'll start with an opening session and go into our local ag tours and workshops. We'll have the trade show open for folks to visit with some of the Farm Bureau member benefits that Farm Bureau offers, and visit with some of our trade show sponsors and show sponsors as well. And we do our best to work in as many facets of ag as we can into our topics for workshops. This year, after Saturday lunch, we'll have an extra emphasis on ag safety. We plan to have talks on mental health, grain bin entrapment, CPR, and other trauma treatment, and what to do if you get caught in power lines, and just kind of some question and answer on that. But accidents are prone to happen with all that we do on the farm, so hopefully this will stick with some attendees and maybe save some lives someday. But after that, back to more workshops and tours. We have a new session in the afternoon this year called Goose Chase that we stole from National YF&R Convention in Denver from last year. But it'll be a good opportunity for folks to burn off some energy, weather permitting. It'll be outside, and essentially it'll be trivia questions and different things to do and find within walking distance of the conference center. for folks to run around and compete against other teams. Saturday evening, we'll have our district event around Manhattan. It's such a great opportunity to meet others in your county and neighboring counties for connections to help you for years to come. There'll be some prizes given away there as well throughout the weekend. Always excited about the prizes, but being on the committee, I don't get a win any, so I'm ready to get off the committee. But Sunday, we'll lead in the morning, lead with the morning devotions and Chris Cakes for breakfast, and end with our closing speaker. And attendees can also bring canned goods to donate to those in hunger, and each district will compete against each other. So the district with the most will, I think the top three will get cash prizes to help put on events back in their district, and then all the food will go back to those respective districts to help their local community.
And you did mention the potential to win a margarita machine at the top of that answer, Joseph. I want to make sure that everyone knows that that is brand new, despite KFP staff attempts to test that out before that gets handed out. Lauren Gabriel, our YF&R coordinator here in the office, has done a very good job of making sure that we are not breaking into the prizes and testing them out before they get handed out here at the YF&R conference.
But, well, I think the committee members need to take it for a test drive first.
Well, I mean, you're more than welcome to come up to the fourth floor on Thursday or something.
Rip the for it.
And we could always make sure that thing turns on and will freeze.
Perfect.
Did a great job of kind of explaining what will happen over the course of the weekend. Is there anything that you're really excited about? Is there I know there's always a great keynote, and some of those breakout sessions could be really impactful for people.
Yeah. I am really excited for our speakers this year. One of them being Jace Young, and then Braxton Nielsen, who's a ex-rodeo rider and stuff, and got back to health. But I'd love to attend all the farm safety training. I think a lot of that's important and something I can grow in and learn more of. But of course, getting to steal friends and meet the new folks, starting to get involved. But I am really excited for the variety of workshops that we have and some of the folks we have coming to speak on that. And where most of us attending have already had a college education in agriculture and return to the farm, a lot of these speakers are going to be really good to help push the envelope with them and keep them engaged and learning.
Awesome. Do you have any advice for a first-time attendee on how to make the most out of the weekend?
They already said yes the first time, so continue saying yes and go all in and participate and say yes to the learning and meet new people and just really get out there and take full advantage of it. There is a first-time attendees session there Friday evening before the kickoff, and that'll help get your bearings where everything's at and kind of what to expect and how to win prizes, most importantly. But, yep, attend workshops, take advantage of having these professionals here to ask questions and everything from, but really just enjoy the time and take in as much of it that you can. So.
Joseph Neville, the District 4 representative on the Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee, talking about the Young Farmers and Ranchers Leaders Conference coming up in Manhattan, January 30th to February 1st. Joseph, anything else?
Nope, just really excited for it and excited to get a good crew up there, and hopefully the weather participates and everybody can make it.
Absolutely. Joseph, thanks for coming on today, and look forward to seeing you at the YF&R conference.
Thanks, Greg.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share with others. I'm Greg Deering, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.